Robert Fripp is considered to be one of the finest guitarists of his generation. And guitar craft is not merely a set of instructions on how to play the guitar. It is an approach to oneself and life that is a part, an integral part, of guitar craft. And the seminars, which can last anywhere from 4 days to 2 weeks, are very, very intense experiences.
Yeah, Robert's one of the most generous people I've ever met. Just the fact that he is an established, world-renowned musician has chosen to, this is his life's work, to do this.
What would be your definition of guitar craft as seen through your eyes?
Well, guitar craft was an experiment, an enterprise that went from 1985. It ended in 2010 after 25 years, and then the new arc of the guitar circles began. It was developed by Robert Fripp. It began as just a one-time guitar course that he was asked to teach at Claymont Court in West Virginia, and it grew into this international series of courses, schools, circles, houses where people would go and live and stay for a year and all work together. That completed, and then out of that grew the guitar circle work, which continues, and it continues with Robert in charge of it. And out of the guitar circle work, the Orchestra of Crafty Guitarists has grown, and that's a huge number of people all playing together with various levels of experience. So there's been this fabulous trajectory. Some of Robert's, there's actually a fellow I just taught with, Kurt Golden in Mexico, was one of the instructors. He was on Robert's first course in 1985, and he is still an instructor for Robert. Tony Jabal. There are a lot of people who've been around a long time who are now the instructors. Yeah, it's intimidating, it's challenging, it's exciting, and things happen on guitar circle courses or in the guitar circle that really don't happen anywhere else. Robert talks a lot about the late 60s, early 70s, where music was really magic. People really believed that music could change the world. We all believed that. And to some extent it did. And he says that now, you know, that his feeling of that sort of larger mission for music, or the larger, I guess, access to something bigger than ourselves, is not, it's more commercial now. But I do believe, and I've heard him say too, that he still feels that in the guitar circle. There's still a sense that there's something cooking there that's way beyond what any one individual or small group could do. It's pretty magical.
And the silence, where does that come from?
It is amazing. You know, the beginners come in and they wonder who does that? And nobody does that. It just happens. It comes. We gather there and the silence falls. It's really quite, the silence in Mexico was stunning. It was really quite something.
What do you mean by the silence was stunning?
How present it was. I mean, we arrived, the Mexico course was 10 days, if you count all the time the kitchen team were there. You know, in your course, remember there were people who were in the kitchen? This level two is you go into the kitchen. So there were 25 people running the kitchen, and they came 2 days ahead of the beginners to set up the course. They were running the kitchen in the house. And at the first meal with those people, when we sat down, Robert hadn't arrived. Silence just landed. It just came. It's like it comes into the room. It's a presence. Silence is a presence. Quiet is an absence. Silence is a presence. And it was at every meal. It came to every meal. A couple times at tea, it kind of flew through and left because people were chatty. But it really, there were long periods of silence at every meal.